Hey GW, it's me. It's April 4th, 2012. Just getting home. It's like 9:30-ish. You know, it was wonderful talking to you today. I really did enjoy our talk. It's like you open up my mind. You stimulate my mind. You really get me thinking. Ricky does that all the time, too. So I have two perspectives to go by. Plus my own. That's three. It's really healthy for me, I think. I appreciate our talks. I really do. You know, tonight, my boyfriend's not feeling well. We don't know if it's allergies or he's coming down with something. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, you get a routine down. Like what we do after work. We meet up. We have dinner together all the time. We watch TV. We have certain shows we like to watch. Here's the thing, GW. Ready for this? My boyfriend is very romantic. Don't get me wrong. I ain't complaining. But I'm going to tell you, this is too funny. He has a nervous condition where he constantly rubs me. Rubs my arm. I'm sitting next to him. He has his arm around me all the time. So he's rubbing my arm, my shoulder, my back, my thigh, my side. I think it's more like a nervous condition. It feels good, though. It puts me to sleep. It relaxes me. I'll tell you one thing. You rub me, I'm out cold. But here's the thing. It depends what mood he's in. If he's in a regular mood and we're just watching TV, I can't do it back to him. He feels uncomfortable. He gets tight and tightens his arms. And I'm like, what? He's like, I don't feel good. I go, yeah, but this is not when you don't feel good. It happens all the time. Well, I like to rub you, but I don't like to be rubbed back. I thought that was strange. You know, and, you know, when you guys shave, I love to touch your face. It feels so velvety soft. I love that on a man. But I can only touch the right side of his face, GW, because he was hit by a car once, and somehow he got nerve damage from that, or a wisdom tooth or something, where the right side of his bottom lip doesn't, has no feeling. So when you touch it, it feels funny. He doesn't like it. But it doesn't affect his kissing. Mm-mm. I asked him about that. He's like, oh no, when it comes to kissing you, it don't bother me. It's like, okay. So you get used to each other. You get to learn each other. And we have. And I love when he rubs me, GW. I'll just lay down on the couch, go, all right, you're in a rubbing mood. Here's my feet. He's wonderful that way. You know what else he got me used to in one of our routines? I've never told anybody. But when we go to bed, I get a tushy rub. My boyfriend's an ass man. My poor Ricky, because let me tell you something. I have a small one. And I can't fall asleep now without a tushy rub. And when I'm at home, my house during the week, it's hard to fall asleep. When I'm with him, out cold. He don't stop until I'm sleeping, believe me. He puts me to sleep. That's right, Scarlett falls asleep with tushy rubs on weekends. I'll say, all right, time to go to bed. Roll over so I can give you a tushy rub. Can't believe I told you about my tushy rubs. Yeah, GW, I'm physical with my boyfriend now, and it's awesome. Why am I sharing my love life? I don't know, because it's a wonderful experience. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I'm committed. He's the one. Anyway. I can't believe I told you about that. Anyway, have a good night, GW. And like always, thanks for listening. And thanks for being my friend. My special friend. I'll see you in Dreamland. Hugs. Bye.